Something Strange Going On by Julia Wall. Something strange had been going on for weeks, but no one had thought much about it. After a while, it started to bother each member of the family, and finally, something had to be done. "We need to call a family meeting to investigate this mystery," said Dad one morning. That evening, at dinner, the family talked about the problem. "There's something strange going on in this house," said Dad. "And I bet you all know what I'm talking about."
"I've been thinking," said Mum. "Perhaps the dog is hiding them in his kennel."
"I thought of that too, but there's nothing there," said Dad.
"Maybe the cat next door is taking them," suggested Holly. "Remember, she did that once before."
"Maybe. I'll have a talk with the neighbour," said Mum.
"I think there might be a monster with only one leg. He comes out at night and takes one at a time," said Noah.
Everyone laughed.
"Well, I'm sick of looking odd at work," said Dad. "Today it was grey and blue. People are starting to stare at me."
"Remember when I was getting ready for Kate's party?" said Holly. "I really wanted to wear my favourite purple ones."
"I sure do," sighed Mum.
"I told you to look under your bed."
"I still couldn't find the missing one. All I found was an apple core and an overdue library book."
"And what about the time I was going to the soccer tournament and I couldn't find one of my new ones?" said Noah.
"I remember," said Dad. "You tipped all your drawers upside down. You made a huge mess and all you found was the pocket money you'd hidden, but nothing else."
"You made me wear my old ones with the holes in them," said Noah.
"Well, we were running late," said Dad.
"So what are we going to do?" asked Holly.
"We need a plan of attack," said Dad. "A way to solve this mystery."
"I suggest we each take an area of the house and search it for clues," said Mum. "Holly, you can do the living room. Noah, you take the playroom."
"I'll do the bedrooms," said Dad.
"That leaves the kitchen and laundry for me," said Mum. "Tomorrow is Saturday, so let's start bright and early." The next day, straight after breakfast, the search began. The house was turned upside down and then everything was put back in its place. The rooms had never been so tidy. But by morning tea, no one had found any clues that might solve the mystery.
"I'm ready for a cup of tea," said Dad, looking exhausted. "Let's all have a break."
"I'll just hang out this load of washing," called Mum from the laundry. As she was lifting the damp washing into the basket, she dropped one of Dad's blue socks. Before she had time to grab it, she saw it slither down the gap between the laundry tub and the side of the washing machine.
"Oh, bother," said Mum.
She peered into the space. It was very small and dark. She couldn't see anything.
"Hey, I might need some help in here," shouted Mum.
Dad, Holly, and Noah came into the laundry, and Mum explained what had happened.
"I can't see anything down there," said Mum. "I'll get the torch," said Noah.
"Good thinking," said Mum.
Noah knelt down on the floor and shone the torch into the gap.
"I can see Dad's sock," he shouted excitedly.
"Fantastic," said Mum.
"But how will we get it out?"
"I know," said Holly. "We could use the broom handle. I can put it into the gap and drag the sock out."
"Brilliant idea, Holly," said Mum.
While Noah held the torch, Holly pushed the broom handle into the gap. She carefully put it over Dad's sock and dragged it out.
"Well done," said Mum. "But I think I can see something else down there."
Holly slid the broom handle into the gap again, and again, and again. Guess what she fished out?
"We've solved the mystery," said Dad.
"Now we know," said Holly, "where missing socks go."